Thank you. Is it really possible that I've been here four times or three times before? Mm-hmm. You see me getting older and older. Is it somebody who was present here last year? No, 2 years ago when I was here last time. Well, not too many, because I'm afraid you will hear some poems again, which I had at that time. Let me start with one of them. It's a poem called The Forgotten Captain, and it's about a distant relative of mine who was a sea captain during World War II in the merchant fleet, and was trapped outside the neutral Sweden. he was on a ship that went on in convoys between Canada and England, and it was a rather hard job, and he died from a sort of violent ulcer when he was in Cardiff in England. Between two of those convoy trips, and he is very. I didn't think about him for many years until one evening a couple of years ago when I took a solitary walk in my island in the archipelago east of Stockholm. And this fellow suddenly became very much alive to me. I haven't thought about him since I was a child. And when I came home to my house, I found a photograph from the beginning of the century where he is as a little boy standing with sailing boat in his arms together with some other boys. So it's a completely documentary poem, this one. The Forgotten Captain. We have many shadows. I was walking home in the September night when Y climbed up out of his grave after 40 years and kept me company. At first he was quite empty, only a name, but his thoughts swam faster than time ran and caught up with us. I put his eyes to my eyes and saw war's ocean. The last boat he captained took shape beneath us. Ahead and astern, the Atlantic convoy crept. Those that would survive, and those that bore the mark, invisible to all. While sleepless days relieved each other, but never him. Under his oilskin, his life jacket, he never came home. It was an internal weeping that bled him to death in a Cardiff hospital. He could at last lie down and turn into a horizon. Goodbye, 11-knot convoys. Goodbye, 1940. Here ends world history. The bombers were left hanging. The heathery moors blossomed. A photo from early this century shows a beach. Six Sunday best boys, sailing boats in their arms. What solemn airs. The boats that became life and death for some of them. and writing about the dead, that too is a game made heavy with what is to come.